heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would be the biggest gift would be for me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Milwaukee, what is happening? Well done. Well done. There we are. Look at that.
We are your premier Golden Girls podcast.
Yes.
And we have a great PowerPoint coming up in just a minute. Yeah.
How many of you guys want to buy a timeshare? My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Chris Cabin.
I'm Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
We hate movies from New York City. How y'all doing this evening? Beautiful, beautiful. So really quickly, how many of y'all are familiar with the show we run on the internet?
Yeah! Few.
Fuck yeah. All right.
Right, five people.
Yeah, that's all right.
Who's here just to get coffee?
Yeah, we got a couple.
We're apologizing already now.
Where's my goddamn cappuccino? Who are all these people? Well, sure, I'll wait, but what are those fat guys doing?
Are they making the coffee? How many of you guys saw us last night down in Chicago? Oh, wow, you maniacs. That's awesome.
Yeah. That okay, so is awesome. A lot of jokes will be repeated.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
They'll still be good, right? It's different. I'm wearing a different shirt. Everyone's having a good time.
We're all one, two, three. We're all wearing different shirts.
Okay, good.
That
good.
Is, that's
that
good
is what's happening. We're all wearing different shirts. All right.
So it's Friday cool, the 13th, cool. Part 10.
10, right. So this is Jason. Oh, no,
no,
wait.
No, no,
oh, fuck,
no, no,
oh, fuck,
no,
fuck, 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 fuck. No, no. All right, hang on. Wait. We'll start over. That's right. All right, so this is Tank Girl.
Yes. That's the one.
From 1995, directed by Rachel Talalay, who I guess sort of made her bread and butter coming up making
television.
Entries in the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise is what I was going to say, Stephen.
All right, Freddy's dead, right?
The Final Nightmare.
Right.
This is a rare hat trick director. We've done all her movies.
What was the first one?
Ghost in the Machine, and then Freddy's Dead, and then this. We haven't gone into TV yet. Stay tuned.
We haven't gone into TV yet. No, but it's kind of funny because, like, boy, she thought that that Freddy movie was the Final Nightmare.
No.
But then she directed Tank Girl. How many of you guys saw this movie before you knew that this is what we were going to talk about tonight? Wow.
The true heads.
All right. And then how many of you were like, oh, that's what they're talking about. Guess I'll watch it in advance. That's the move. That is the move. Don't do it until you have to.
Still apologies all around. Yeah. We can't.
I mean, this is an okay-ish movie. There's some fun here, probably. Well, I just got booed at my own show.
It's not
that's
a movie.
Early.
I see. You're paid by Big Tank Girl.
Here's what's rad, though. The soundtrack to this movie is totally awesome. That is the one good thing we'll say about Tank Girl the entire night.
Yeah, you put Bush and Hole in a soundtrack, I'm just ready to go,
you put
man.
Bush and a Hole?
No, yeah. No.
Hey, Poppy, I'm stuck in this hole.
I thought you were going somewhere else at that point.
I know you did.
Well,
and
they
just avoided it.
They went for the safer joke there.
I should say, by the way, that reminds me, your filth just reminded me, if anyone doesn't know what they're in for tonight, apologies in advance. Sometimes this can get a little blue.
And we're dealing with kangaroo sex, so...
This we're dealing with kangaroos.
This could go any number of ways,
it
really.
It does feel weird to do this while the sun is still out. Yeah. Isn't it? Like a little
this
odd.
This is a film that should be talked about after hours.
Exactly.
Yes, I mean,
Ice-T is a sexy kangaroo? Absolutely.
Ice-T is a kangaroo. Yeah.
Is this Chris Cabot, is this the first film where a zoo animal gets laid?
Scanning bestiality database. Overload.
Maybe.
D.W. Griffith didn't do anything?
No. That wasn't an intolerance, as it turns out.
So the year is 2033.
Nice.
And
can't wait, man.
And And it, apparently, like, I never saw this movie until I had to watch it for this stupid thing. And I was always like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's that movie that's about global warming, right? It's like the peril. No, it's the perils of comets. Yeah. It's like, oh, the comet did that.
I did not see the comet coming. I thought it was like, we ruined it. And it was like, yeah. No, it was just one of those dino busters.
Yeah, this is more in the deep impact realm than like an inconvenient truth, which is what you probably thought.
Yes.
So, it's 2033. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I started with that.
Let's go with that. The year. It's a good place to start. Water is like the hot commodity, so it's kind of like a Mad Max Fury Road sitch.
Yeah.
But just way worse. Way worse. Although, actually, Fury Road, better or worse with kangaroo people?
Oh.
Mm.
Like if Immortan Joe had a pouch.
Yeah.
I would like that.
I'm sorry, I'm still scanning.
All right, I would rather live in the Tank Girl universe than Fury Road, for sure.
Is that right?
Yeah, totally.
Why is that?
Because you can still, like, wear cool clothes, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
And there's beer everywhere somehow. Yeah.
That's what I don't get. Massive water problem. This is everywhere. Everybody has a beer.
And this, and when this comet hit, the only thing that survived, apparently, was the Spencer Gifts warehouse. Because there's all this fucking shtick and bullshit and, like, bullseye t-shirts. And
I think you mean fun props.
Okay. Fine, then.
By shtick, you mean fun props. Yeah, they're everywhere. This is a weird sort of hodgepodge movie. There's no look to it. It's just this, like, we're desperately trying to make it look like the post-apocalypse and doing a terrible job all around.
It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse post-apocalyptic. You know what I mean? Like, Cherry is there. She got an eye patch for some reason.
Wow, that would be amazing.
Yeah, man.
Jambi got wiped out by the comet, though.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God, it's just Lawrence Fishburne. And he's like, Pee-wee's
dead.
Yeah, totally. He's in like a mailman uniform with those tight shorts, and he's moving around.
You're just describing the postman.
But with Lawrence Fishburne, better movie.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably shorter, too,
I would hope.
Larry Fishburne demands a tight cut. So we're told through Tank Girl narration that doesn't last too long. That there's things like, they're not bothered with celebrities anymore. She's like, don't worry about it. Those celebrities are dead.
Oh, great. That's it's fantastic.
Like, can't wait for that 2033, man.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Were we just told the other day that 19-year-old Jenner girl is like a billionaire?
That's
a
great.
Self-made billionaire.
Yes, congratulations to her.
She picked her up by her parents' bootstraps.
You all can do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is, like, so I think the night before the edit was due on this movie, Rachel Talalay was like, bring me the movie! And some, like, hapless intern threw half of it in the toilet by accident.
Oh, fuck, like, fuck, 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 fuck!
It's still good. It's still good. Just dust it off.
What if I pieced it together with cartoons?
And this is, it's the crucial mistake of this movie. There's all these, like, interstitial things with, like, this cool, like, heavy metal-esque animation, right?
Sure.
And you're sitting there like, why isn't that just the thing?
Yes.
Why isn't that the movie?
It should be animated. It should be entirely animated.
Because, like, I love Lori Petty, right? But this cartoon character that she's playing is like Bugs Bunny. It serves better animated. Because she's, like, bouncing all over the walls in this movie. And it's obnoxious to watch a human being in the flesh actually do this. Like, there's one scene in this movie where Naomi Watts is going to the bathroom. And she slides under the stall. Like, how's it going? It's obnoxious.
Well, oh, my God. What if Bugs Bunny dressed like a woman? The comet hit. Uh-oh, now he's Tank Girl.
Oh, fuck.
Who knows what happened with that comet, dude?
I'm watching that, find out.
Is Elmer Fudd the Malcolm McDowell role?
I'm going to steal your water. That was terrible. I apologize.
But actually, speaking a little bit of a personal story, I watched this movie.
Ooh,
here we go.
I watched this movie on the plane over here, and I kind of got the look from the person next to me because. I have my big dumb laptop out. I'm just watching it, and the woman next to me was like, "This dude's watching anime pornography," and I'm like, "No, I'm not."
Yes, dude, I feel you. I tried doing the same thing, and I was like, "I'm gonna wait till we land. I'm gonna wait till the hotel because they think I'm watching stuff I shouldn't."
I mean, look like a guy that's watching anime pornography right now. Like, somehow these glasses are a false front in this anime pornography.
Of course, with that fucking cut-off sleeve button down or whatever the hell's going on over there. You knew I was going to do it.
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, were you fired by the Joker earlier?
Were you like a guy that didn't get into the Foot Clan?
You know this is a prop comedy now, right? That's what we're doing?
We got a suitcase in the back.
But yeah, so she tells us, you know, blah, 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 everything's bad, and I'm going to scavenge for a gift for my boyfriend. She's on a water buffalo, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
water buffalo, right?
Oh, are they like pulling it out of the...
I think
those are camels, never mind.
Wait, water buffalo, you just milk them and water comes out, right?
Yes. That's how science works.
Yeah. I was, you're saying water buffalo, I was going with yak.
Could have been a yak.
I thought it was an ox.
Who gives a shit? How about that? It's a huge cow-looking thing with horns.
The hairy cow, great.
It was a bantha.
I was actually, when she's scavenging, I got a real Force Awakens vibe from this thing, you know?
You got a what?
What? A Force Awakens? What?
You were like, when she was scavenging, I got a real
Force
Awakens.
Let me finish
vibe.
A sentence.
You got a forceful what?
You awakened how?
All right, so wait, Force Awakens vibe. She's scavenging.
Yeah, like Rey, like in the beginning of the Force
Awakens.
Oh,
right, because she's got the helmet on and whatnot.
40 portions. You think J.J. Abrams writing that movie while Tank Girl was on? He's like,
that's not too bad.
Absolutely.
No, that's not too bad. Absolutely. He had New Hope on one screen and Tank Girl on the other screen. And filtered down and made that movie.
Yeah, that's
and
how
it
that
was
works.
Still awesome. It was fine. We're also told that there exists the Rippers.
Oh.
Which is crazy because I was like, fuck, dude.
Can't wait
John
to meet
Stamos' Jack. Band. Oh. Jesse and the Rippers.
Oh my god!
It's gonna totally cam in this movie.
That's what happens. Is the comet hits? It hits John Stamos. Evaporates him.
Heaven forbid!
And it turns,
how dare you?
It turns the rest of the Rippers into kangaroo people.
Makes sense.
That's the only way that dude could get less sexy is if you cross John Stamos with a kangaroo. Otherwise, nothing
can
break.
You'd still be dipping in that pouch, man.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
He could take you with. Oh, my God. Think about that. You're just in there and, like, it's gyrating.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Travel sex tourism.
The problem with daylight is you can see people leave really easily. Like, it's very obvious to see people start to leave.
The person-shaped crack through the window in the front.
So, I mean, like, so, you know, she finds some stuff. We meet her gang. She lives in a big, dumb, like, real-world Gen X nightmare house.
And this is what's annoying, man. It's 2033. There's no water. The world is over. And we still have these shitty roommate cohabitation situations. Eep. Also, it's like a Beetlejuice house. It's like a desert. There's, like, huge sandworms going by. And it's just this house on a dune.
Yeah.
Really weird looking.
And they have a chore wheel? How does that not just say survive?
Your task today is to not die.
That is a chore even now.
It's hard enough as is.
And, yeah, she winds up, like, having sex with her boyfriend in, like, a fun way, right?
Well, it's kind of this weird...
She forces him to strip. It's role-playing.
Yes.
And he gets, like, he gets naked, but we don't see anything,
We don't see it.
Thank you. This gentleman in the crowd knows what I wanted to say. Show me that dick. Show me a dick.
The world
is over. The MPAA is gone. Show me a dick.
Yeah, the MPAA is gone, dude. All those old white guys are dead fucking finally. But it's totally unfair. All we have is like a quarter, like one quarter of an unfocused butt cheek.
Yeah.
And this dude is like, he's up there, and this is like in front of his lady friend, man, and he's just like this. Not in front of your lady friend, she's seen it.
Andrew, I thought
this
was...
Why are you covering up?
I thought this was a prop show, dude.
Show us that dick!
You're a big, bright, shining star.
You're a star, you're a fucking star, you're a fucking star! And like we were introduced to this these two children who shouldn't be the door should be locked first and foremost.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's the problem with all these roommates, man. Everybody's just barging in when you're trying to fuck.
Well, the comet also hit Child Protective Services.
CPS was destroyed.
the machine stopped turning and CPS stopped existing.
And so these kids are there. There's a girl and a boy, and the boy's not long for this world.
No.
It's because of that mullet.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
poor little dirt boy.
Gunned down in his prime.
Yeah. Dude, it's gross. These kids are gross. They look like little feral, like, animal kids. Like,
it's very Mad Max still. There's a lot of Mad Max.
Yes, it looks like the little girl from Mad Max. Both of them.
By the way, everyone has that haircut that kid has, too. It's just like shaved partially here and there. It's just haphazard.
He did it himself, like, this is fun.
So we cut, bad self haircut.
We cut to Malcolm McDowell's corporate retreat where he's he's just kind of like going over the quarterly reports, and he gets into some diehard play for a little bit.
This is how this dude like gets it up.
I'm going to have to smash some glass.
We should mention he works for he's like the head of Water and Power.
Yes,
because you don't got water unless you got power.
That's true.
That's right.
That's hydroelectricity.
That's right.
It's the motto for hydroelectricity.
So he's very upset because these rippers are screwing up his operations, and then there's some like loser captain who he's like humiliating in front of everybody, and he breaks all this glass, and he's like, "You have to walk across the glass now in front of everyone. Don't mind me when I put my hand on my pants."
Like he's watching this guy like, "Yes,
slower."
But I don't understand.
Slower.
It's something I didn't realize about Die Hard. Like, when John McClane does that, why, and this guy too, why not, like, sweep with your foot first, and then walk, and then kind of sweep, and then, I mean, it would be less exciting for sure, but like, look how much less glass I'm stepping on.
Steve.
Yeah.
How many times have you walked on glass?
A lot.
Oh, okay.
I'm from the Bronx.
Then I'll trust you.
But I think Sid X children's book, Barefoot in the Bronx.
But it's such an easier way. It's like, you know, and then like, you know, Reginald Val Johnson's like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry about your feet." He's like, no, I swept first. It was cool.
He's like, "Oh, that was a really smart idea, John McClane. Good for you."
Oh, by the way, I killed a kid.
Dude, that is the most casual dropping of child murder in the history of cinema.
It's like, "Oh, why aren't you a cop anymore?" "Well, this kid had a ray gun. It was dark, and well, I killed him." Moving on. But Malcolm McDowell has this device that like sucks the water out of people and turns them into scary skeletons.
Right.
Has like everything you see is like hand shrinking. It looks like Lloyd Bridges at the end of Hot Shots.
Yes.
And it's like filling up a Powerade bottle. I don't know where this design came from.
It's very inefficient. Why wouldn't a person make more water than that? It's
a
just
lot
like,
more.
Yeah.
We're like half water, right?
Yeah, right. Something like that.
It just fills up like this.
There is a scientist in the audience holding their tongue.
Yeah. A stupid mistake in the film Tank Girl. Yeah. What are the odds? You know,
Neil deGrasse Tyson should fact check Tank Girl.
He would just ruin the fun we have watching Tank Girl, though.
You're trying to get one of those like big gallon things you put on the machine and...
You ever fuck it up putting one of those on?
I have.
Wait, what?
When you're trying to refill a fucking huge water cooler and it goes everywhere. This guy did that. This lady's like, "Yep."
No one ever trusted me with that responsibility.
Yeah. Smart move, I'd say.
Cisco, put it down. We're going to get the 16-year-old intern to do it. He's on the football team.
So
show me that dick. Never mind. I'm kidding.
Come on,
I'm
man.
Kidding.
The sun is up.
Yeah.
It's really...
Once he's of age.
So Tank Girl is given the very important job of, "Hey, look, we live in the post-apocalypse. You need to watch our house full of hipsters or else we're all going down, man." And she's like, "Okay, cool. I'm going to act like a cartoon for a while and play games while we get infiltrated and mass murder occurs."
This is insane. Like, this is where the movie stops being polite and starts getting real. Because a siege is laid on this compound, and she's like got her back turned, like.
Well, because she just gave her boyfriend a sexy gift.
Oh, a pair of boots she found in the desert,
on a dead body.
They are nice boots. They'll last a while.
They will.
So who's the guy? Chris Cabin.
Noted cinematic pervert Richard Schiff.
Why is he a note? Wait. Why is he a noted cinematic pervert?
What? Because I think that.
Well, noted cinematic nice guy Richard Schiff is in this movie.
Yeah. You're talking about his home movie collection?
I'm just thinking from this scene alone.
Right.
This is a really, like...
This is a pervy scene.
He's watching her, like, cut her, like, clothes off. And I'm like, well, that is, like, all your clothes, right? That's all of it.
That's a problem. We are, like... We're literally stealing clothing off of corpses in this world. And she thinks that it's, like, the boyfriend behind her. And she's got this pair of scissors, and she's like... there's like scissor play happening. Like it's an all new definition to sexual scissoring.
Yeah.
And she's like, thanks, delayed. It's fine. She's like cutting the stockings. Like, oh, do you like this? Do you like sharp objects cutting my clothing? But then she starts going for the straps of her little overalls, and I was like, no, tape that back up or something.
But it's like the future 90s. You can always put safety pins on shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And Richard Schiff is like, do you know I was in the West Wing? That's how he introduces himself to ladies, to pretty ladies. Like, you know,
like, hi, I'm the West Wing's Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant I know Aaron Sorkin. You don't need to know my name.
I can get you cocaine.
But he falls afoul of one of my biggest pet peeves of super soldiers. He's wearing grenades. He's just got grenades on his person, and then guess what happens? She pulls the pins out. Now you're dead.
See, that's a boner move, man.
It illustrates how bad it is to cut your clothing. Clothing is so scarce. This guy's wearing grenades.
So he does. It's actually. Another
the
Total
new Gap grenade
thing.
Collection.
Oh, yeah. Great commercial.
They're all dancing to swing music and then they all blow up at the same time.
I would watch that.
It's another Bugs Bunny move, though, because he realizes like what she did and he looks and he just goes, mother. And blows to smithereens, and it's the second best Richard Schiff cinematic death of the 1990s. Yeah. Do we all recall what the first one is? The Lost World Jurassic Park, where he is torn asunder by not one, but two Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
He wished he was wearing grenades that day, my friend.
I'm taking you to hell with me, dinosaur! Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
So, you know, everyone's getting murdered in her compound. She gets abducted. We do see her boyfriend get it really bad in the chest, like by a machine gun. Like it's like 3 inches away, and he really gets nailed.
It's so awesome, and it's great because the response, you know, pulled out of Tank Girl watching this is, no. I'll deal with this later.
Richard.
Yeah, whatever this dude's name is.
She forgot by the time you hit the floor.
Sean, I meant.
She does kill a couple of Water and Power employees.
Sure.
She's trying to take as many people to hell with her as possible. Yeah.
And then she gets abducted by Water and Power. They put her on a plane.
The house blows up.
Oh, that's right.
Totally blown up, which is awesome because that means that little dirtbag kid with the mullet is dead.
Yeah.
And they shoot her animal.
Oh, that's right. I think this is cinema's first ever ox execution. Because the guy's like, oh, what's this, your friend? Moving on.
But they just leave the corpse there. Eat it, turn it into water, drink the blood, whatever you know?
Whatever you got to do. You make like a headdress out of the horns or some shit.
That's like 600 pounds of jerky right there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It looked delicious.
Yeah.
I would like to ride around on jerky.
Sorry.
How would that work?
It's got legs now.
Saying you said that was the first Oxmoor. I'm sorry. This is another thing where Lawrence, what's his name there? Intolerance guy.
D.W. Griffith.
D.W. Griffith beat you to the punch.
Oh, are they killing oxes in that movie,
yeah,
too?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, didn't Edison, like, electrocute an elephant?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's got nothing to do with oxes.
Well, I'm thinking about animals that were killed in cinema, and I'm wondering if he ate that thing.
Oh, right. And then a dog's purpose, that dog drowned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they eat that dog?
Yeah.
They should have.
They definitely ate that dog, absolutely. Dude.
Don't waste anything.
So whilst on the plane, and like this guy's at work. Here's the thing: he's kidnapped Tank Girl. There's a room. There's a plane full of guys. They're taking her back to Water and Power. He's like, "Hey, Tank Girl, how about a blowjob?" And everyone's like, "Dude, don't."
Like, "Hey, hey, Mammy, Hey, Manny, we're at work right now, man. We're in the confines of this small aircraft. Could you just not?
You know we all have to report back to Demon Seed Malcolm McDowell, right? This is going to be hard to describe in general.
Manny, if you could come in here. Have some reports from the other boys.
Oh, shut the door. Shut the door. Manager talking.
Have a seat, Manny.
But it's great. Tank Girl gets the upper hand immediately because she, like, breaks his neck with her legs.
Well, one of the guys has seen an action movie before. He's like, nah, dude, she's just going to kill you. And he's like, no, this is totally going to work. He's like, nah, man, I think I've seen action movies before, and this never works.
He's like, man, I got GoldenEye on standard def DVD. That chick's going to zine you on a top you, brother.
I think Lori Petty's pretty good in this. I have a question, though, because yes. How many people have seen A League of Their Own?
Nice.
Now, who is on Gina Davis's side in that movie? Who's on Lori Petty's side? Because Lori Petty is treated like shit by Gina Davis that whole goddamn movie. Gina Davis's shit does not stink. Wow, well, I'm alone on an island.
Welcome to We Hate Gina Davis.
Yeah. No, I think Gina
Another
Davis
thing is she thinks she's so smart.
Olympic archery, what the fuck?
Yeah, I saw Cutthroat Island.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I'm not forgetting that.
Or I watched all of Madam President, or whatever the fuck that thing was, where she was the president.
I think it was Madam President, right?
Was it?
Yeah, she's the president.
That's different than Madam Secretary.
Oh, something.
There was a show briefly where Gina Davis was the president, and you knew she was the president because every episode she would go, "And may I remind you, I am the president of the United States."
Of what?
Of America. All right.
So she gets, she's now in Water and Power's control, and Malcolm McDowell's like, "You killed so many of my men, I'm going to keep you alive."
Would you like a job?
This is just a very long job interview that he puts her through. All this torture, putting her through the hole and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like, hey, do you want to work for me?
Like, no, of course not.
He's a shitty boss. She knows it. She heard about the glass walk. Because also after that glass walk, by the way, we didn't mention it, but he totally just kills that guy.
Yeah, he turns him into, you know, the little water bottle.
Goop.
Yeah.
Goop.
This movie could use some real goop. You know what I mean?
What kind of goop are we talking about? Like Nickelodeon GAC?
You know what?
Like a Gwyneth Paltrow website?
Oh, my God. If Malcolm McDowell got slimed at the end of this movie.
Ow. Oh, and my clothes.
Oh, no. Turned out I can't say that on television. What would I do, Mark Summers? Are you asking me what I would do?
Splat.
Oh, there's all this garbage in this big nose. I can't find the bag. Can't believe I'm picking through this nose. I was at a Clockwork Orange, you know.
He was quoted, holy tits, I forgot about this.
Whoa.
He was quoted, they were like, hey, Malcolm McDowell, what do you think about working on Tank Girl? And he was like, you know, the thing about Tank Girl was it reminded me a lot of a Clockwork Orange.
What?
In its attitude. Horseshit. Horseshit, horseshit, horseshit.
Well, it reminded me of Clockwork Orange because I was paid for that movie as well.
Indeed, I was paid for both films, and indeed, there were cameras with film in front of them. Yes. So many similarities.
I was talked to, and I got lunch. What else is there to say?
And then, so, didn't Naomi Watts also say she was ashamed of this movie?
Is awesome. It's the best thing on the IMDb trivia for this movie. It just says, Naomi Watts is ashamed of this movie.
There's no interview.
No source cited.
No quote or anything. They just know it.
Or did she add it herself?
Yes.
She's up late one night on the set of whatever, 21 grams. She's like, yes. No, that fucking tanker, that was shit. I am ashamed.
It's her username was Funny Games Remake Rules, RLUZ.
It actually is pretty good.
Yeah.
18 of 20 people found this trivia bit helpful. Who are the two people that were like, well, that's not helpful? I know it wants me to mark helpful, but I'm not going to do it.
I would just love it if she did that for all of her movies, like Mulholland Drive. Naomi Watts was very proud of this movie.
She wished it worked out to be that TV show that ABC rejected, but this'll do.
So yeah, Tank Girl's kind of like working for Malcolm McDowell. She's like doing a bunch of mechanical work or something. This is where we get a weird... It's like the most unsexual shower scene that is tried to play like a sexual shower scene. Yeah.
Because you can't use water to bathe.
But you can put Portishead to it, and now it's sexy.
Yeah, right. That's true. That'll make anything sexy.
Like, well, this woman's being covered in a delousing agent. How do we sex it up a bit? I don't know, Portishead? Yeah, give it a shot.
But they're filming, it's like slow motion. She pulls this handle. All this powder's falling all over her.
It's powdered sugar. Welcome back to Unwrapped with Mark Summers.
Mark, that is far too much powdered sugar. That's disgusting.
Now, for the best sugared Lori Petties in the whole area, you got to go to Milwaukee.
I mean, how many donuts are you making?
Oh, man. So she, like, sort of meets Naomi Watts at this point. Naomi Watts is Jet Girl. Mm-hmm. So there's Tank Girl, and there's Jet Girl. Jet Girl's like this mechanic on jets. What a clever name for this person.
And there's, like, Malcolm McDowell's number two is this guy that's trying to, like, force Naomi Watts to have sex with him, and that's not nice. And,
No, it's not, Steve. No. Brilliant observation.
No, it's shit. The dude's shitty, and Lori Petty, like, puts a crank in his plans by, like, making out with Naomi Watts, and this guy's like, what?
It's great. It's a classic 1995 shithead movie move where he goes...
I know.
Oh my God, they're kissing. The two girls kissing.
Because I like that that's like lesbianism is portrayed like ew, but like kangaroo sex, A-okay.
Yeah. It's sensual, Steve. I don't know.
So there's like a bunch of like her fighting back against the man. At one point, she's locked in a freezer.
Yes.
And this is a weird, we should mention. This movie being as shitty as it is not all the movie's fault kind of a thing.
Sure.
This was like, it was taken away from the director. It was like finished editing by like someone who's working for the marketing campaign, which is always the move you want to make.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? It's like, get the person who's in charge of like cutting the trailer to just cut the whole thing. So this sort of happens. And it's just this, it's this weird moment where she's locked in this thing, but she also was injected, this is like scenes deleted, with what, cholera?
Cholera? Yeah.
I'm going to inject you with cholera. That'll teach you a lesson.
All right.
And she's freezing. And this is like one of these, man, Tank Girl has a line for everything. Malcolm McDowell like comes in and he's just like, well, have you had enough of this yet, Tank Girl?
She's eating a carrot.
Thumbing through a copy of 1001 Zingers.
She just goes, well, it is really hard for me to play with myself in this thing. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's not a joke.
So he puts her in what's called the pipe, which is a pipe that gets smaller and smaller and smaller. What's its function? Torture.
I love this device because the concept is basically like if I got stuck in a water slide.
Imagine like, the hell.
She goes down, and it's just like a water slide, and then it's like, thunk. And I'm like, how am I going to get out of this water slide? This is about to be the most embarrassing day of my life.
Yeah, it's like Action Park.
Yes. Oh, shit. Anyone actually been to Action Park?
No. Cool. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
One person? Wow, it's like there's a ghost in the room. Because you don't leave that park without dying and being put in a body bag.
It's like being in Final Destination now, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's actually run. Action Park was run by Tony Todd.
So she's getting tortured, and Malcolm McDowell's like, yes, this is still part of the job interview.
Will you work for me, please?
So his whole thing is like, I need someone to find these rippers because they're literally killing everybody in my team. And I'll use Tank Girl because she really doesn't want to do that. And she's clearly going to betray me and actually wind up killing me.
How the fuck did this guy fall up to the head of water and power? Honestly.
Clearly, like, this is a person who hates your guts. At every chance she's had so far, she's murdered your men, caused nothing but trouble. Yes, let's give her the most important mission for the future of this company's existence.
Well, yeah, because it was like Malcolm McDowell and this other like really qualified woman who's like really evil but really smart. And then Malcolm McDowell is like, yes, I'm a white guy. Thank you very much.
Nothing changes, huh?
Not now, not 2033, not after the comet, never.
But here's the first time we get at least masked rippers.
Oh, yes. Right.
Doing
yes.
their thing. Because, mind you, in the movie with the killer kangaroos.
They should have just called this killer kangaroos.
And an hour in before we actually get the kangaroos.
That's yes. fucking criminal.
That's insanity.
That's criminal.
But
you
also,
tell me, you tell me that Ice-T is in a movie, first of all. No. And he doesn't hit the screen in the first 10 minutes. Fuck you. Fucking fuck you. Fuck your movie. Fuck your dumb movie career. You're a piece of shit.
But I like being a mutant kangaroo, of which there are 8. And they're like, dude, before we leave, we better put our masks on. We don't want to get... We don't want everyone in where to know that we're around.
Or it's like trying to figure out which mutant kangaroo like did the crime.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Is that the thing? Like, oh, maybe they won't recognize which one of us actually did it. They'll never be able to prosecute. Like, I don't understand. Yeah, why masks?
They were developed as super soldiers at
That's
one point.
Always the thing, isn't it? We're trying to make super soldiers and then look
kangaroo.
What happened.
Kangaroo. Did they go down like the list for a while? Everything else wasn't working.
It was what was left. Honestly. Yeah. I mean, kangaroos are the only thing that will survive the apocalypse.
Oh, I guess that's true, right? They're, you know, outback and whatnot.
Yes. They live in the outback.
From what I understand, Australia is perpetually in a state of post-apocalypse. That's what the movies have taught me.
That's
which
true.
Is all I know.
That's what I like, but the whole concept of this is actually kind of like an Australian Planet of the Apes sort of a thing.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
If the apes came in an hour into your movie.
Right, and that is the overall problem.
And it will truly be a planet of kangaroos.
Ruled over by Kangaroo Jack.
Oh, yes! Fuck. No, I don't want to live in that world. No. No, because that's the one thing about these kangaroos, not a lot of wisecracking. Kangaroo Jack, all wisecracking.
Well, these are angry, sullen kangaroos.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
You're like, one day I was a person, and then I signed on to this government job, and now I'm a kangaroo
person.
No,
I think the idea is they just take human DNA,
uh-huh.
like blood or spunk or whatever,
sure.
and they
or whatever.
And they splice it with the kangaroo DNA, and their souls are reincarnations of other beings. One guy says he's Jack Kerouac.
Everybody says they're Jack Kerouac.
Yeah, totally. Like, that kangaroo, like, he just graduated college. He doesn't want to figure out what to do just yet, and he goes on the road. Like, yeah, I'm just living the Kerouac life, man. But you ever meet anybody like that? Slap them in the face.
Yeah. And one guy says he's a dog that got promoted.
That sounds more right. Maybe that's what Jack Kerouac was drinking about, man. He's like, I don't want to be a fucking kangaroo one day.
He's really worried about that?
Yeah, totally. I would be.
Yeah, that was what the Dharma Bums was all about.
So we have a bunch of like cool looking animation sequences sort of through this part. And again, it's like, it's just an excuse because we didn't have money to film all that stuff we're showing.
Well, that's the best part. It's like every time there's a cool establishing shot or should be a cool establishing shot, it's like, cut to a cartoon.
Well, they kill Malcolm. Malcolm McDowell gets like slaughtered in this attack, essentially.
Right. Yes.
And then they cut to this fucking animation thing where I'm like, is any of this shit happening in the real world? Because, thank you. Because Lori Petty beats the shit out of Naomi Watts in the cartoon. I'm like, I would have liked to see what the hell that was all about.
Yes. Yeah, why? Like, one of her eyes is, like, beaten shut. I was like, what are you doing?
What's happening? What is this relationship?
It's like, first you're kissing in the shower, and now you're just beating the shit out of her so she'll go on this mission with
was
you?
Was this originally directed by Paul Verhoeven?
Oh, that might be. That might be. Oh, man, Paul Verhoeven's Tank Girl. Fucking look out.
XXX rated.
Well, actually, Tank Girl was Jesus the whole thing.
All right, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. God. Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
I could use some of those, like, RoboCop commercials, but with Mark Summers.
Well, that's what happens to that guy at the end of RoboCop. He gets gacked, right? And then
he does totally get gacked. That's right. Dude, that would be great, dude. Like, extreme double dare.
Yeah, Paul Verhoeven's Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I'm going to dump actual acid on all of these stupid kids.
That's just see which one of them melts first.
And now a sad cartoon about the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands.
I will call it deviant art.
Mark Summers still just works for it.
Oh, for sure, man. Malcolm McDowell is mauled by these rippers, and James Hong comes in. He's like, I'll give you a head transplant.
No. Hey, also, whatever, man. What the fuck ever.
Dude, by the way, Malcolm McDowell's doing like this eyes without a face kind of deal. Like, and if your boss is near death and he's a piece of shit and will kill you at a moment's notice, just kill him and move on.
Yeah, pull that plug.
That's how you get promoted in any line of work, by the way.
Murdering the person above you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you think Tim Cook did it?
Oh, man. Oh, yikes.
I'll be taking that turtleneck, man. Yoink.
Is he buried in that thing or what?
Probably.
Nice.
So, and at the rest of the movie, like, Malcolm McDowell's face is obscured. You're like, oh, what happened? What happened? What's going to be his face? What's his terrible visage? It's a hologram head?
You know what that is, though? It's not like, oh, what could he possibly look like? It's, you have 3 days with me. Whatever you don't shoot in 3 days, tough titty.
Yeah, I guess it's just like a stunt man in a mask. And
because
and
that's what his eyes without a face shit is. You can't even tell at all that it's Malcolm McDowell.
And it's just ADR, you know, applied after the fact.
Yeah, you like recorded it over the phone.
Yeah. I've got a Star Trek Generations video game device. Get me out of here.
Well, bring me Tango. Yes, I'll have a number 3 with, no, please, a diet soda. Yes, and Tango will be destroyed.
Oh, wait, Dad, I want a shake. I want a shake, Dad. Give me a shake.
Shut up, Jody. We'll get it. We'll get it.
Now, I have another call coming in. Hold on.
They left all that in. What an odd choice for Tank Girl.
And
so they go, well, this is the grossest part of the movie,
oh,
I think. So we go to, like, a sex club.
Yeah.
Because it's like, here's this, like, fun post-apocalypse movie. Let's see how the other half lives. And it's all these, like, rich people in this weird sex club called, like, Liquid something or other?
Liquid Silver.
Liquid Silver.
Yeah.
Ew.
Jeez. What, was it the radiation that made all that silver when it comes out? Is it now just silver?
I think so. Making wedding rings out of it.
I guess maybe it's like dehydration makes it makes it like a little darker. They're turning on me.
Eric.
Protect Eric.
Eric. Listen, you know what you bought tickets for.
Eric, here's the thing, man. It turns out you are so bad.
But it's because the girl, her friend, gets kidnapped and like she's put it to work at this in this weird sex club. And I'm
the little girl.
The little girl.
We find out that the little girl survived.
She survived the initial assault.
Her
and
former
like,
roommate.
And I'm just, it's like 45 minutes in and I raise my hand. I'm like, can this not happen in this movie? What button do I push to make this not happen in this movie?
None. It's just like, this is a train without brakes, man.
So she, there's this character, the madam, and like somebody comes up to her and is like, somebody wants the schoolgirl thing the real way. Like, oh, bring that 10-year-old girl. And somewhere, Iggy Pop is like, hey man, it'd be cool if I was in Tank Girl. What role you got left? Huh?
Wait, what? It's like he already signed the contract. Because the character is just like, dirty piece of shit, or like however it's credited. And he's like, yeah, I'll play a dirty piece of shit, man. That's great. I got a. Wait, what? And I can't back out. All right. All right, man.
Wait, Jim Jarmusch isn't directing this?
Do you think he got tricked into doing it? They're like, yeah, man, Jarmusch is doing this one.
He calls up Tom Waits, like, nope, I'm not in Tank Girl. I don't know what they told you, dude.
They gave me that script, man. Oh, Eggman, you're playing what? Good luck, brother.
He's playing a pedophile, and it's a really uncomfortable scene where he's like trying to be like, come on, give it to me. And I'm like, no.
He's like, no! Hey, surely all the fans from my acting in Nickelodeon's The Adventures of Pete and Pete will follow me to this film, Tank Girl.
Yes.
It's just such a bad idea for Iggy Pop, man.
Luckily, she stole that thing from Phantasm and rips his hand off.
Yeah.
Like, she's got this silver ball that turns into, like, spikes and stuff.
Right, and you'd think that thing would play a larger role in the film, because what a cool gadget. Nope.
Nope.
It gets stuck in a pedophile's hand, and that's the last you see of it.
But that's the thing. Tank Girl's like, oh, my God, my friend is – my young friend has been kidnapped by this, like, this sex club, so I better go save her. But also I'll try on a bunch of fun outfits for a while. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fashion show. Like, no, save this girl.
That's the thing, man. Tank Girl is easily distracted.
She is.
Much like Bugs Bunny, honestly.
Yeah. And even he also liked dressing up.
He did. And even still, so she saves the girl. She's like, and instead of being like, let's go to safety, it's like, let's have a little bit of a song montage.
Dude, this is... Get ready, everybody. It's the dumbest part of this movie. Because they're like, instead of burning the building down...
Yes!
And fucking, like, bolting the door closed and killing all of these people, mm-hmm. She's like, you know, how about we sing some Cole Porter? And even the madam is like, what... Aren't you supposed to murder me right now? I guess I'll sing.
It's 2033. You couldn't think of something more modern? You had to go with Cole Porter?
I don't know,
it's
man.
It's just Gen X horse shit, man. It's just Gen X horse shit where we're all sitting around eating Count Chocula and talking about which Gilligan's Island character we want to fuck instead of standing up for social programs while welfare gets cut.
By the way, it's totally the professor, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Hell yeah, dude. That guy could fiddle with my coconuts.
Dude. No, man. I go with
this. And make a radio out of it. Come on.
No, the skipper's got a hashtag dad bod.
Oh, man. No, but the skipper, man, like, you'd be betting the skipper, and it would be like a fucking Fatty Arbuckle heart attack in bed. And you just got the skipper on top of you.
I think Gilligan could get it, too, you know?
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a snack.
But the skipper would take control, I feel.
You want the skipper steering, but you could have a little... You get the Gilligan as, like, the appetizer, you know?
Yeah.
It just to, like... You involve him in foreplay.
Yeah. You get Eiffel Towered by the both of them. I get it.
My God.
Exactly.
My God.
See, doesn't kangaroo sex sound better now?
Say all the horrible shit up front so when we get to the actual bestiality,
yes,
they won't budge.
Yeah. We'll be like, oh, that sounds nice, actually. Yeah.
But while Tank Girl is fucking around, this girl is kidnapped again. And it's like, come on, Tank Girl.
But we have
eyes
huge...
on the prize.
We've got this huge, like, Busby Berkeley-esque choreographed horse shit dancing.
Yep.
And you're like, I thought I was watching Tank Girl. I don't know what the fuck this is.
By the way, the tank hasn't been doing much.
Not a lot of the titular tank in this movie.
Not a lot of it.
She's Joke Girl. I would call her Joke Girl.
That's cool, man, because then you'd be like Joke Girl and Jet Girl.
The tank needs to be a big character. I would like a voice or something.
Oh,
right?
Nice. Yeah. Oh,
well, fuck. One of the things they do in one of those animated sequences that maybe happened, maybe didn't, who cares? But they put a brain in the tank.
Oh, my God.
Like Blood Diner style. Like a big fucking thing. And so the brain, the tank has a brain.
Yeah.
So it could be Schwarzenegger.
Who's brain?
Oh, Schwarzenegger. That'd be a great brain to have.
I would like him to be the voice of the tank.
Hello, how are you, tanker?
Oh, that's terrific. You want to kill water and power.
I hate both of those things.
We're going to bring water back to California.
Yeah. I'm looking for big change in Sacramento.
Yeah, hey, Arnie. Hey, bud. Heard you were starring in Tank Girl. Doing a couple of voices. And just want to tell you, it's getting really cold over at the old Ventura compound.
Is there like a Volkswagen bug I could voice?
You know, even a rowdy helicopter might be a good fit for Jesse.
You know, Arnie, I had a cool idea. If not only the tank was talking, but some of the ammo inside the tank was talking. And I wrote a character called Bullet Bill. Yeah, I stole it from Mario's.
You'd like me to play a kangaroo?
Oh, my God.
You know what? No thanks.
Yeah, I turned down the role of kangaroo number two in Tank Girl. I'd rather starve to death than be in that movie.
It was one of them non-talking kangaroos, and like, hey, Stan, Winston, you're a genius and all, but if I'm getting this outfit, I better have some dialogue, buddy.
You know, then only Thorson could eat that shit.
Fuck, man. Hey, Arnie, I saw a tank girl. I think I dodged a bullet bill myself.
You know, they turned me into a cartoon, buddy.
I wish never thought girl. I'd see myself animated. It ain't a good look.
Poor Reggie Cathy. They did him dirty. I'm
Man, R.I.P. Reggie Cathy. Man,
so that's where we're going is basically Tank Girl's like, oh, I fucked around so much. My friend was kidnapped. The only person that's going to get me out of the situation is a bunch of killer kangaroos. She goes. She finds them. They're kind of like the weird Ninja Turtles kind of.
Yeah, it's Australia's Ninja Turtles. That's exactly what this
that's
is.
That's putting it extremely lightly.
Wasn't there actually, if I think back on my, like, you know, weed-covered Ninja Turtles knowledge. Wow. Did they not have, like, a kangaroo friend in the cartoon at one
yeah,
point?
Yeah, sure. Outback Greg.
There was a rabbit, of course.
Outback Greg! Yeah, he was the kangaroo named Outback
and
Greg.
And he ran an Outback franchise in New York.
Yeah.
Instead of pizza, it's Bloomin' Onions.
All right, Vegemite again. You know what, Turtles? You guys are all right. No rules, just right. It's me, Outback Greg, your kangaroo friend.
Hey, Mikey, those kangaroos were weird.
One of them had a human girlfriend. Gross.
Isn't that what the Ninja Turtles are always angling for, man?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I think this is just kind of like turning that on its ear. It's like, now you got to live with it.
Yeah. I mean, that show was trying to introduce you to bestiality at an early age.
Yeah, it absolutely was. It was trying to ease you into bestiality, the idea that it was totally fine.
You got to start with the kids. You got to tell them as the cartoons and everything.
You got to start with the kids.
Fuck, Kevin, you don't want that on a t-shirt, man.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is Splinter was always Blaze, so it was trying to get you into that, too. Like, legalize it early, man. Yeah.
Or was that just, like, sewer fumes? He's getting a high off of methane.
Yeah, that's bad for you. So they go, they find them. They also live underground. Ice-T, the weird thing is Ice-T is, I think, second billed in this movie. It's like Lori Petty, Ice-T. Ice-T is like kangaroo number three, man.
I can't even believe it. I can't even believe it.
Because it's like there's this dude named Jeff Cober who plays her boyfriend named Booga.
Jeff Cobra?
Cober.
Oh, yes, Cobra. Yes.
And then Reggie Caffey of House of Cards fame is the other one who's reincarnated by Jack Kerouac, blah, blah, blah. But he's got so many lines that Ice-T's like, yeah, I'm a kangaroo, what of it? Like, every time he's like, no, don't do that. And they're like, shut up, Ice-T. He's like, yeah, good idea.
There are so many shots in this movie of Ice-T just looking disappointed.
Yeah.
Because, like, he comes up with an idea, or he's, like, playing it kind of, like, on the safe side. And he's like, shut up, stupid.
See, he thought they called cut already. And that's just his natural reaction to the scene that they just performed.
But there was, IMDb trivia, was one of them was like, Ice-T was giving an interview. And somebody was like, well, what about Tank Girl? That kind of sucks. He's like, I was paid $800,000 for that movie. Next question. Which is the best answer to everything.
Which, and I don't know what else this radio DJ was expecting. Like, in his head, he's like, cool. I have Ice-T in the studio right now. I'm going to nail this fucker. Watch this. We're going to be talking about, like, body count and his hip-hop career and how he was in the Army at one point. And then, out of nowhere, I'm going to blindside him by asking him snidely, well, what about Tank Girl? If anyone doesn't give a fuck about what you think, it is goddamn Ice-T. Do your research.
I think Twitter is a chat room. I come in, I make fun of people, and I leave.
I fucking love Ice-T. I love his Twitter presence.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything about him. I would never try to fuck that dude over on the radio. Come on.
Then you can't use gotcha journalism against Ice-T.
No, you can't.
You really can't. Ice-T was in a movie called Tank Girl.
I don't know. That's like if he's running for mayor or something.
Oh, that's
the opponent.
Yes, exactly. It's like Ice-T might be a killer kangaroo. We're not sure. But like Ice-T should be the lead kangaroo.
Of course.
Yes.
God damn it.
And I'm going to posit something right now, and I think it's fucked up. But I think Ice-T was supposed to be her boyfriend kangaroo, and some asshole in 1995 was like, interracial sex with a kangaroo? No way. It should be a white actor in a kangaroo suit, or else that's immoral and wrong. And it's like, what? You heard me. And this is the voice of a test audience, so figure it out.
Did you not already see the 12-inch...
12-inch? I did. This is the problem, is I did not see this.
The 12-inch kangaroo cock that they made for this thing?
No. Wait, is that on... Where can I see that?
In Stan Winston's bedroom. So here's the thing.
We do see their tails, doll. Those are nice tails.
Big-time tails.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Is it true what they say about guys who have big tails?
Yep. Another Tank Girl classic.
Yes,
they take big shits. Yeah,
but true. No. Apparently, so there is a kind of very alluded to sex scene between her and Booga, and apparently there was they filmed the scene with a prosthetic kangaroo penis.
I did not know this.
Yes. Oh yeah.
That cost $5,000.
Whoa.
$5,000 to make this prosthetic kangaroo/man penis. Stan Winston must have been pissed. Well, that's my favorite thing about it. Stan Winston was approached, and like the director was like, there's no way I'm going to get Stan. And then Stan hears about the project with the kangaroo cocks and everything. He's like, I'm there. Oh, I'm there. Oh, I'm ready to do it. Let's go.
He was up late in the workshop for like 2 weeks getting this prosthetic penis just so. And then they were like, hey, man, MGM cut that dick out. And he was furious.
Yup, I got cut from the movie.
I was cast to play the prosthetic penis. I had all sorts of cool one-liners.
I went on a cartoon adventure.
But I just, can you imagine watching this movie? Because like the way they come into this, like the aftermath again, no. Just like the post-coitus, post-kanga-coitus.
Right? Post-kanga-coitus?
Yes. Okay. She fucked a kangaroo man.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're both kind of like laying back, having a great time, and the camera's just like kind of pulling out. Can you imagine if they pulled out so far, there was just a huge prosthetic penis in this movie? Like out of nowhere, no indication that this was coming, no heads up, no warning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a cut well done. It was a good cut.
No. And he pulled out. He pulled out.
And edit.
You walked right into that buzzsaw.
I really did. I really did by accident. But also, spending $5,000 on a fucking kangaroo dick. Capitalism is a disease.
What went into that? Like, how functional was it?
Could you imagine Stan Winston walking like home after like a long day of crafting a kangaroo penis, and a homeless guy's like, "Hey man, got any change?" He's like, "Sorry, dude, I don't." And he's like, "I know what you're doing in there. You're wasting all sorts of money on kangaroo dicks. I need to eat."
That looks like a $5,000 kangaroo dick to me, buddy.
Does he want to eat it?
Maybe it's good food.
Stan Winston, it's like Michael Mann. Stan Winston's on like his back porch, and his wife comes out with like a cigarette and a beer. He's like, "It's the cocks, Mary. It's the cocks. I can't stop thinking of them.
These cocks are gonna ruin me."
So she kind of there's another adventure where they're like, "All right, if you want to be part of," there's also this guy who's. Just delete this character who created the kangaroos named something Prophet, Johnny Prophet.
Johnny Prophet. Oh, excuse me. Dr. Johnny Prophet.
And this was like the splinter, right, of these kangaroos.
Yeah, he kind of invented all of them and then left the movie. And he's just not in the movie.
But it's weird because like they have some bullshit story about how he like left for cigarettes and he's coming back any day. Because they're like, when Johnny Prophet comes back, he's going to clear all this up, Naomi Watts. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's the funny thing is he's like, oh, man. And they're like, oh, Johnny Prophet loved us. No, he didn't. He was like, you know what? He was like kind of high with his buddies. You know what would be cool? Like kangaroo people, man. And he's like, oh, my. He sobered up. He got the fuck out of there.
Wait, you actually thought I was being Oh, and they're already made? Oh. I have to get some cigarettes.
Listen here, B.D. Wong. I think it's going to work way better with the people than the dinosaurs.
Well, Johnny Prophet asks so much if he could. He never asked if he should.
That's true. And for all of you budding geneticists out there, if you ever think to yourself, maybe I'll cross a person with a kangaroo, think about if you should. The answer is no, you should not. It's an FYI.
So they're like, all right, the only way you're going to get initiated into our kangaroo gang, nope, it's not through kangaroo stuff. It's actually by stealing a bunch of guns from the water and power people.
Sure, what the hell?
Okay. And an hour and 15 minutes in, we get a fucking tank action sequence in a movie called Tank Girl.
Too little, too late, my friends. As it turned out, I'd already checked out Tank Girl.
I tend to agree. And also, they're doing this whole bit where, like, Water and Power is the only game in town.
Only game.
Nobody, it's a dead earth.
I have a monopoly.
So Lori Petty pulls the wool over all these people's eyes by saying, we're going to put out a calendar with sexy guys on it that we're going to send to no one.
What is this?
There also seems to be three women on the planet. So, like, where are these calendars going to go?
Nowhere. To no one.
Maybe the kangaroo people want them. Oh, sweet, new calendars. Perfect. Ice-T loves calendars.
Yeah, I got $800,000 to say that. That would be great if a latter-day SVU episode was like, this sick son of a bitch is crossing people with kangaroos.
That shit is so 1995.
It's a new drug out there. It turns people into kangaroos.
Kango Dill?
They call it hop. I'm sorry.
I could. You could talk me into doing some hop, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'd look good with a little pouch.
Yeah, sure.
A little tail.
Lord knows you could use a tail.
Yeah.
You think I should lose some weight? Yes, I could.
Also, you might get a kangaroo dick out of it. So.
Well, then you'd be gaining weight.
So, I mean, like, it's an action sequence. She's using the tank. The tank is, like, finally doing stuff.
We are finally doing stuff with this tank. She's, like, hijacking a truck. An awesome face-to-face song is playing. So my ears pricked up a little bit. Mm-hmm. My big kangaroo ear pricked up. You know? And I was like, oh, maybe I'm into this movie. Fuck, yeah, okay, cool. No, I was totally duped by a punk rock song. Fool me once, Tank Girl.
And one action scene.
Yeah, and it's a weird thing though, where she's trying to like steal these guns to bring back to the kangaroo people, but the kangaroo people are like, cool, you're going to get us these guns, and then we're going to destroy them. The truck is going to fall off a cliff.
They're driving to a cliff for some reason.
Which makes no sense. I think these two truck drivers were on a suicide run. They're like, you know what, man? I'm fucking sick and tired of working for Water and Power.
I have to drink my own urine all the time.
Malcolm McDowell has made me walk over glass 4 times in the last quarter.
One of these days, I'm going to get a Gatorade bottle in my back, and that's going to be it, man. That's going to be my story.
But that's, you know what? That's a good question, Eric. Are we recycling urine in this?
We are. There's a sign that says all bodily fluids must be recycled.
Oh, all of it.
Yeah. I wouldn't
including liberal tears. Can we fucking shut up about drinking tears? I want to see a human being drink tears if we're going to do it.
I was going to talk about drinking cum.
Right? See you later, semen.
Oh, he's got a song on this soundtrack, and one of the big lines is about ejaculate.
That's what you want. They were like looking through the lyrics to this Ice-T song, and they were like, Tracy, and he was like, it's Ice. All right, Mr. Ice. Could you put some reference to ejaculation in this movie? And he's like, I thought it was a movie about like a girl with a tank and I was a kangaroo. And they're like, yeah, but ejaculation, please.
Yeah, it's 750, now it's 800,000.
I fucking love Ice-T, man. He is a cutthroat businessman.
He's a shrewd negotiator.
So they get these fucking crates back to the kangaroo lair.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a hangout.
Oh, it's a hangout?
It's like the Ninja Turtles hangout.
It's a common room.
Yeah.
And it turns out there are no guns in it. There's like sand because we're just doing the Road Warrior now.
Right.
And, oh, what's this? What's this? Is that, that's a body? Oh, it's not Dracula, is it? It's Johnny Prophet.
Oh, fuck. And do you know how we know it's Johnny Prophet? Purely because there's a name tag that says
Dr. Prophet.
Hi, I made these kangaroos. He's got a t-shirt that says, hi, I made these kangaroos.
It's like the body in Con Air. They're writing the whole story.
They're like, fuck, man. There's no name tag, but he says, I made the kangaroos. That's got to be Johnny Prophet.
The first time I saw this movie a couple days ago, I didn't even notice that. Like, I didn't notice any of it. This movie begs you not to pay attention to it. Like, you're trying to watch it, and your phone's like, come on, man. There's a lot of information on me. And you're like, what's going on? Who hey, just Steve. Had a kid? Hey, oh. Steve.
No, Tank Girl over here. Tank Girl. Oh, man. Actually, cool part of this hijacking to backtrack for a second.
Sure, please.
It's kind of the only time in the movie I was like, hey, cool. A dude totally gets run over by this truck. And
oh, yeah.
She goes, roadkill! So the roadkill part wasn't cool, but it was like a dummy. I'm a sucker for a dummy getting run over. Any kind of dummy play? Classic.
Dummy play, all right. It was the best part of the movie, though. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, Doug Jones is one of these kangaroos, by the way.
Oh, you think that's on his reel?
It might be.
At the time, it definitely
that's
was.
That's what Guillermo del Toro found. He's like, that is my muse. That can't, no, not Ice-T. And Ice-T's like, what, me?
I've imagined what a kangaroo would be like having sex. What about an underwater creature?
The shape of kangaroos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I would watch that.
Yeah, Liv, we got a new case. This lady's having sex with a merman.
They should have done a crossover with the X-Files or something.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Missed opportunity, in my opinion.
How about sexual X-Files?
There were a few sexual X-Files.
Yeah, hey, man.
And not just a porn parody, not the XXX-Files.
No, some actual, like, IRL
like,
episodes.
Dude, they're fucking kangaroos. Let's look into this.
Hey, Scully. There's a report out of Vancouver. Someone's fucking a kangaroo. How does this relate to our job, Mulder?
There's a blurry photo of a 12-inch kangaroo dick.
Mulder, the photo logo right there says Stan Winston Studios.
I want to believe in kangaroo dicks, Scully.
Yeah, Liv, this sick son of a bitch is making porn parodies about shows that ended 20 years ago.
Yeah, man, your porn parodies have to be up to date. Fucking Boston yeah, legal porn parody.
You want
in 2018?
You want the hottest releases.
See you later, semen.
Shark and actually starring James Woods? Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, yeah.
No one remembers Shark. There was a short-lived television show where James Wood played a piece of shit?
Yes. Weird. Pulled from his own life.
Oh. Yeah, it's ripped from the headlines.
So here's the big fucking conclusion of all this. We're going to assault water and power.
Well, the funny thing is they're like, oh my God, Johnny Prophet's dead. Cut to a cartoon, and Naomi Watts is like, look, the movie's about to end. Let's just, there's the credits. She's like got this like PowerPoint. She's like, all right, credits are here. And we have like 8 minutes to fill between there.
It's kind of crazy. Like, it's the middle of the movie. The phone rings, mm-hmm. right? Naomi Watts as Jet Girl picks up the phone. She's like, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm trying. No, hang on a second. Listen, the credits are coming. They're here. They're waiting outside. Look, you don't keep credits waiting. Let's fucking move it. No, I'm trying to tell them. I'm trying to tell them.
You know what? I should have put a letter on the door for the credits. They should have known this beforehand.
If the red light is on, go around the corner to the coffee shop. We're still fucking around with Tank Girl. We don't need you just yet.
So they're going to infiltrate the whole thing. They get they get in the jet and they fly in and the Tank Girl's doing shooting people, right?
It's just a sort of all-out assault on this whole operation.
Right. Reggie E. Caffey dies at this point, right?
Well, this is ridiculous. Right. The whole movie, Reggie E. Caffey's character is like, we have to plot this very carefully. We can't make any, you know, false moves, anything like that. They get to this whole thing and they're like, we have to shut off that power thing up there. And he just goes, ah! And runs through this factory and they just shoot the shit out of this guy. Kangaroo blood's going everywhere.
It's very easy to find a large kangaroo that is yelling. It's a very easy moving target. Got it.
It's very important that we mention this detail. Before they leave on this suicide mission, they say, like, they have some, like, weird religious system in place. And they, like, say a prayer or some shit. And Reggie Cathy, like, reads some poetry while playing a saxophone. And I guess the only reason this character plays the saxophone is because Reg himself played the saxophone.
Sure.
Cool.
But this poetry's terrible.
It's terrible.
It sounds like it's written by a stroke victim. Just because it's just like, it's all like smelling toast and my arm tingling.
Welcome back to an audio recording of the poetry of Kirk Douglas.
Oh my God.
Oh, come on.
Hey,
he's like 114.
And those strokes happened a while ago.
So it's important to remember that this guy plays the jazz saxophone. Because at the end of this scene, when kangaroo blood is everywhere, it's all over everybody, this dude is like, all right, kangaroo friends, I'll see you at the big jam. And he dies, and there's a jazz saxophone outro! No way, man! Because it's a saxophone note that's like, we might be fucking. But what you're looking at is just a dead mutant with blood all over the place.
We might be fucked.
No, that's what happens every time a kangaroo man dies, is a saxophone note escapes their mouth.
His soul was music.
That's kind of beautiful, Eric.
It is very beautiful.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You should write poetry. Soul.
What do you think I've been doing here all night, Chris?
And then it's awesome because all these kangaroos like get in a circle and they're like, is he dead? He's dead. Duh! And this is all—it's one of my favorite, like, awkward moments for poor Ice-T, who I love. He has no idea what to do with his hands in this scene because you can see him, and he's like, ah!
I want to see, like, the guys who are they're called the Rippers, right? And they killed all their friends.
Jesse and the Rippers.
All these soldiers are like, you know, those Rippers are just kind of congregating around that dead kangaroo over there.
Grenade!
Oh, no, don't throw my clothes.
No, my accessory belt.
See, you wanted to take the grenades off the fucking suits after Richard Schiff died.
Yeah,
now we don't have any grenades to kill the stupid kangaroos.
And the kangaroos start killing everybody. Malcolm McDowell's like, welcome back, movie. I've left for a while, but I've returned.
I'm done recording that Star Trek Generations CD-ROM game.
I'm back from vacation. You'll notice I'm noticeably tanner than I was before.
He's got like a robot Dr. Klar arm.
This thing looks so stupid.
Stupid as fuck, dude.
And it's got little knives that spin, but then it comes to nothing and never does anything. You never see
it. I need that to like go into somebody's face, kind
of
like
yes!
That.
Yes! Shred a face, man.
Totally.
Shred a
Why
face
not?
Off.
Don't you agree, Chris Gavin, who I just did that
well,
to?
Well, it just, you touched me.
You like being touched. Come on. You know, come. Backstage is different.
But, like, she discovers he has a hologram, and she's like, and he's like, yes, that, you know what that means, tank girl. It means that I can hurt you, but you can't hurt me.
Where's
what?
His brain, man? Yeah. Is it in, like, the chest?
Oh, that's a great
like
question.
Like, Jaharhan, the Expanded Universe Star Wars character? Or...
Yes, Eric, exactly the same.
Yes, exactly.
Or is it like... Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Or is it like that Johnny Depp computer ghost movie? Is
just Transcendence?
Yeah, is he just like a computer ghost?
But just from the head?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Maybe it's like a Frankenstein body with a computer head.
I think the idea is ill-conceived.
Oh.
Yes. Just putting that out there. The tank girl hypothesis.
I don't know. If I had a hologram head and I was Malcolm McDowell, I was like, what if I had dark hair?
Right? Oh, it'd be so easy to change hairstyles,
yeah,
facial
exactly.
hair, and everything. Mm-hmm.
What if I wore fun sunglasses?
Yeah!
But it's just like, boop.
Can I have vampire teeth just for the hell of it?
Yes!
Oh, yeah, Lost Boys.
You know, Steve, you just reminded me of something. When you were doing that Malcolm McDowell impression, you were like, Tank Girl! I had never seen this, and I just thought everybody was calling her Tank Girl.
No.
But the weird thing is everybody's like, Rebecca! Rebecca! Except for Naomi Watts, who in two instances is like, Becky?
Well, they're friends.
Well, I know, but just somebody say Tank Girl.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe at the end, she should be like, you know, she's not the hero we deserve, but she's the Tank Girl we need or something.
Yes, that's...
Yeah, she's on the bridge like the Punisher. I am Tank Girl.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. You know what? Better movie.
When she was a kid, did she fear tanks? And it'd be, you know, she fell into a hole of tanks.
I fell into a hole, and then all these tanks were yelling at me. Yeah. And my parents are dead.
I became what frightened me the most, a tank.
Yeah. That's all totally great. That would be a great, like, Tank Girl flashback. Yes. Something. Anything. Some poor actress in this movie is credited as playing, like, young Rebecca. Cut.
Oh, no.
Scene's deleted, but the IMDb don't care.
Oh, by the way, Malcolm McDowell has nothing to do, so he's waterboarding this young girl. And I'm like,
right,
movie, what are we doing? Why did we do this movie?
The girl that keeps getting kidnapped.
Yes, yeah. That's all she does.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
It's slowly filling up with water. By the way, I have a hologram head. Now, isn't it weird I now look like Carrot Top? Now you're being killed by Carrot Top.
Oh, that's going to haunt my head. Holy shit.
Uh-oh, Fred Astaire's here now.
By a vacuum.
Can you imagine this? Just imagine this for a second, everybody. Because I want everybody to do this. Let's do a little audience participation, okay? Let me close their eyes. I want everybody to close their eyes for a second.
Wow.
Right? You pretend you're just waking up from a nice sleep, and you open your eyes, and Carrot Top is staring over you. How fucking bone-chilling is that, right? Now you know how I feel.
That's scarier than Hereditary, man. That's like really...
That's right. You just wake up, it's like... and it's fucking Carrot Top. And he's like, gotcha! Thought it was going to be a weird girl, but it's Carrot Top. I've been working out for some reason. Dude, juiced Carrot Top is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life.
It's just from lifting the suitcases. He's doing so many shows.
Yeah. Hey, man, I keep getting older. These props are getting heavier and heavier.
But they stay the same age.
Yeah, those jokes stay the same age. It's... A couple of Carrot Top fans on the other. Yeah, I love foam hammers. What of it?
Yeah. Honestly, if you are a friend of Carrot Top, put in a good word, all right?
That dude, like, rules Las Vegas.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
That's one of my favorite WTFs of all time is when Marc Maron is like, okay, I'm either going to go talk to Carrot Top or I'm going to be killed in the desert. Like, one of the other is about to happen to me.
It's like the beginning of The Insider, actually. He's got like a bag over his head. He's in the back of a car. I have to visit Carrot Top. It's the only way.
I love it. He's like calling out shitty seas. He's like, oh, there was a McDonald's. Okay. Oh, the road's gone.
By the way, stamps.com.
In case I don't live to see the end of this Carrot Top interview, stamps.com.
So, Tank Girl gets the upper hand because her tank comes in, and this is the only time the tank does this. She's like, hey, Tanky! And the tank's like, she's like, do you want to kill Malcolm McDowell? I was like, yes. And it's like, do you have any bullets left? No. And it's like, come on.
I could be voicing that. All I'm saying is I could voice that tank.
Arnie, you did a terrible job. That tank had no soul.
And she gets into the tank and starts, like, shooting beer at him. And it's like, what are we talking about?
First of all, how is there beer everywhere?
I still haven't figured it out.
Is it just piss? Is that what it
is? Well, that's the thing. It's called fast beer.
Oh. It's carbonated piss.
Yes.
I'm sure you're all familiar.
Put piss in a soda stream, fast beer.
Oh,
wow. Oh, yikes.
Do not try at home. We are professionals on a closed course.
Chris, remind me to never go to your house and accept a beverage ever again.
So I've noticed something about this audience.
My bathroom's in the kitchen.
The audience really likes cum jokes. Those are up here, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Piss jokes are like here. We're not sure about them. Kirk Douglas jokes, they're down here. Yeah. That shit's messed up.
Look, I could listen to them talk about kangaroo cum all day. They made fun of Spartacus, and I was out of there.
And, yeah, I mean, she winds up, how does she get, what does she do to...
Well, she's, like, hucking all these beer cans at him, you uh-huh. know, like a bad minor league baseball game. And eventually, I don't know, he just kind of falls over and his, like, arm gets stuck in a fence.
Yeah.
Which the bucket falls on his head, right?
Oh, right, a bucket of water.
Yeah, yeah, oh, pretty cool. Wow.
Oh, I've been outdone by Mark Summers again.
Killed by my own product. Oh, the irony. Danko.
And then she uses his own Gatorade bottle thing on him. And
yeah.
But this is when they cut to a cartoon. And I'm like, nah, dude. Like, I need to see him turn into dust.
Totally.
Right?
Yes. Show me those hands shriveling.
I have HTV movies to do. Don't have the time.
Just that's a good
cut
point,
to a
Chris.
Cartoon. When all of this is happening, like, the head has gone away. So it's just like a headless, like, stunt double yeah. being like, there's no McDowell there, only Zool, man. He's gone.
Well, his face looks like liquid TV. It's like going like this way and that way.
It's just, come on.
It's really gross.
And you think, and that's kind of the end of the movie, right? She saves the girl, and like it's like whatever. And she's like, oh, cool, my kangaroo boyfriend's back, and now a cartoon.
Yeah. End on cartoon.
End on cartoon.
But it's this weird, like, we're told through the cartoon that she, like, sabotages the water plants. They free all the water, and I guess it goes back to society?
Sure.
We don't know, because well, then the cartoon's over.
This is clearly a prequel to Waterworld.
Oh, fuck. Talk about drinking piss.
Dennis Hopper's like, you went too far, Tank Girl Man.
So the whole
there's water everywhere.
The planet floods after this?
That's what they say.
How much water did he fucking have?
That's crazy. This is like Chinatown.
Oh, fuck. Yes. That's right. It's like a sci-fi Chinatown, dude. Totally.
He's a man. He's a kangaroo. He's a man.
You stuck your nose in the wrong thing, Tank Girl.
Was he at Liquid? What, Liquid Silver?
Yes.
Roman Polanski played that role. Anyway.
You know what? He's gonna die soon, and it's gonna be great.
Totally.
Yes. It's gonna be real cool.
I can't wait.
I just feel like I'll be walking, and I'll be in the grocery store. Like, why do I feel so good? I was having a down day. I feel kind of dead, and I look at my phone, and Twitter's like, Roman Polanski's dead. Yay!
Gonna get like the HuffPo like bleep come up, and it's gonna be like celebratory emojis all over. Like all confetti.
But yeah, it end on a cartoon, man.
She has some weird line where like because they're doing voices through this. So Naomi Watts is like, "Look out, Becky!" And she's like, "No, you're gonna ruin the surprise." And I was like, "Oh, a surprise is coming. Cool." Credits. Which I think is an accidental sequel setup.
Yeah, I guess it
probably.
Is.
Probably.
The fucking balls.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you looked at Rachel Talalay's whiteboard, Tank Girls 2 through 5 were really good.
Yeah,
that's
true. They just needed to get through the first one, and then it was going to get really good after that.
Yep. 2 Tank, 2 Girl comes after this.
And... 2 Tank, 2 Girl. Yeah. Also directed by John Singleton. That's weird. Yeah,
no, I guarantee you, if they rebooted fucking Tank Girl, Dwayne Johnson would play Tank Girl. That's how that would be. That guy could open a movie, man.
He should play the tank.
Oh, yes.
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 And Dwayne Johnson is tanky.
Don't even put him in any costume. Just let a girl ride him around.
She's on his shoulders.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm a tank.
He's just shooting bullets out his mouth.
Yes.
Yes. You know he does in real life, too.
Bow. Yeah. Bow.
Oh, he's like Birdo?
Yeah.
Bow. 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 You know what, Kevin? I would watch that movie.
I'm sure you would.
Watch the fuck out of that movie, man. So that's Tank Girl. I would say, that is the appropriate amount of applause when someone finishes recapping the film Tank Girl.
That's what the new line, like, boardroom sounded like. So that's Tank Girl. woo!
Can't wait to market this movie. Can we get somebody? Can we get a cool soundtrack?
It's a great soundtrack. Great
That's where all the money went, honestly. If you want the 90s in a bottle, right there. Ice-T's ejaculatory song, it's there.
This is fantastic.
A Bush B-side, it's there.
Yep.
Some shit from Courtney Love, it's there.
A Scott Weiland side project? That's the 90s, my friend.
R.I.P.D.
I'm curious if... We don't normally do this at live shows, but I am pretty curious right here. We'll do like an audience poll, but we'll do us first, starting with Steve Sadak. Would you recommend Tank Girl?
No.
No, you're not Steve Sadak. Nobody gives a shit yet. Hang on a second.
There can only be one. Go kill him.
I'm going to say it's a light no. It's kind of, there's fun here. I actually think Lori Petty's pretty good, et cetera, et cetera. It just, it's a, if it was 90 minutes and there was more kangaroos, I'd be way into it.
Yeah.
But it's an hour and 45 and less kangaroos.
I'm also going to say no. Like, I mean, not a harder no than his, though.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, I'd say watch it just for the kangaroos.
All right.
A light yes.
Noted zoo fan Chris Cabin.
That's See not it what for I the meant. BCL. That's not what I meant.
Too late, buddy.
That's just mean.
I'm a no because you tell me Ice-T's in a movie and I have to wait an hour. Fucking fuck you.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Now, would you all recommend Tank Girl?
No! That looks like a no.
It's exactly what I hoped for. Just a cacophonous wave of screaming.
So wait, Chris Cabin's the only one in the room that liked this movie. That's what I heard.
The most contrarian film critic in the world. All right, 10th most.
Yes, of course.
All right, so we got to start wrapping up, unfortunately. I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We have had an absolute blast.
We'll
Thanks
come
so
again.
Much. What's yep. that?
We'll come again.
We will come again. We will come again. A big thanks to the folks here at Collectivo. You guys have been awesome.
Thank you guys.
Thank you all for coming out. You've all been great. Give yourselves a round of applause. But we like to end each show with a little bit of internet correspondence.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the best place to get said internet correspondence, specifically about movies, is the user reviews on the Internet Movie Database. Because where you can go for hard-hitting film criticism is the Internet Movie Database, where any fucking psychopath can log onto the computer at 3 o'clock in the morning and write a review about a movie that no one will ever read until we do a live show about that movie. So we have two for you tonight.
Ooh, two.
None of them written by Chris Cabin. Although I feel that would be a 4-star review on Zoo.net.
Yes.
Wait, no, what are you talking about?
Too late, Cabin. So the first one, 10 out of 10 stars.
It's a lot of stars.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stars for kangaroo sex. Subject line, fantastic for fun, fluffs.
What?
I'll say again, fantastic fun for fun, fluffs.
What the hell?
Fantastic fun for fun.
Are you having a stroke?
That's beautiful, man. That beautiful poetry.
I'm Spartacus. Dude, he's 114 years old. Enough. Yeah. Enough. The subject line is fantastic fun. For fun, four periods, and then the word flops, exclamation mark.
All right, okay. We need to know what this is. Please continue.
From Downloader.
What?
Yeah.
Look out, Batman. Here comes Downloader.
He won't get out of his chair and he eats nothing but cheese Doritos.
But I got your number, Batman.
All hail Downloader. I'm going to take over Gotham and slay Star Wars on the internet. All right. Oh, by the way, this was also written in 2004. Okay. All right. Fabulous film. Loved every moment. Girls the world over should see this and take note. Girls don't want to have fun. They want a tank.
What?
What indeed? Drive a tank, get tanked, tank at the box office. I don't know. Give me more, please, all capital letters. I loved this popcorn munching evening.
Ew.
Now I'm just reading what is written, okay?
A popcorn munching evening sounds like a slur. I know it's not. But it's just like, whoa, what the fuck? Oh, okay, yeah, you're fine.
I love this popcorn.
What did that guy call me?
I think downloader meant to write the word even.
Oh, okay.
I loved this popcorn munching evening, getting lost. Oh, no, so it was the evening they watched this film.
Yeah.
I loved this popcorn munching evening, getting lost in all the plot holes, etc. What a scream! Everything is there. Poor CGI, poor lines, poor screenplay, but a fantastic story and idiots acting between all. I'm going to show this review to Ice-T.
$800,000.
Exactly. Who's the idiot now?
I think he arrested Downloader on SVU once.
Hey, Liv, we got people stealing shit from the internet, calling themselves the Downloader.
Stop calling me Flux.
I don't even know what it means. This is a must-see for all. Now it gets weird. Dim the lights. Switch on the surround.
What?
And make sure you have all the popcorn you need.
Popcorn is clearly a euphemism.
It's gotta be.
I can't be dealing with it.
Then enjoy. If you can't do that, then you are a brain dead or a critic without a brain. Nuff said.
Oh, well, was that
fucking slam?
They got me.
Was that Stan Lee?
Nuff said. Adios. So then we'll get the opposite opinion, right? Fair and balanced here on We Hate Movies. 1 out of 10 stars. Subject line, what were they thinking? From user Duckmang.
That's a Robin villain.
I was going to ask if you know this guy, dude.
Hey, Batman, could you come help me out with Duckmang? No, you got it. This was written in 1998, so a little closer to the release date. Of
gotcha.
I'm not sure where to start.
As I sit here in my JNCO jeans, drinking a Surge, which is very cold, and my frosted tips are breaking off of my head.
Alien Ant Farm blaring through my mom's CD player.
Sweat coming through my Sneaker Pimps t-shirt.
Sounds like a cool dude.
Yeah.
The script was putrid backwash from some writer's subconscious. No, it's based on a comic book.
Yeah.
I could have made this. I love these. Oh, I love this part. I could have made a better movie using action figures in my backyard with a Super 8 camera and a box of Cheetos. Of course Cheetos are in this review!
Yeah. They're on the brain, my friend.
Say a box of Cheetos?
Cheetos.
Oh, he must be Canadian. In Canada, Cheetos come in boxes. Milk and Cheetos come in boxes. Look it up.
It's disgusting.
Two staples for every household.
That Chester Cheetah, what a guy.
No way!
That's Chester Cheetah.
He says that?
Chris Cabin confirmed.
With me.
Okay.
You are fucking around right now.
That Chester Cheetah, what a guy. That's disgusting.
He's looking at his, like, Chester Cheetah forearm tattoo. Dance, Cheetah. Seduce me with your cheddary ways. Malcolm McDowell must have been eating out of dumpsters to accept this obviously half-dimensional role.
Yeah, what of it? I love garbage food.
I have 3 houses and I eat out the garbage. How you think I got them?
It's just smart.
Yeah. It's good savings.
People throw away a lot of stuff.
Perfectly good stuff that you can eat. If anyone is ever like, hey man, we're going to go dumpster diving, defriend that person immediately. Where did all these moronic one-liners that poured from Tank Girl's mouth come from? She would act 10 times more skillfully if she got a lobotomy. This dude is fucking eviscerating this movie.
Yeah, he's got him.
There's only one thing I can say about casting Ice-T in this movie. Why? Why not, stupid? I hope the madness will end someday.
What?
That's a bigger thing than Tank Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Duck Mang is at the end of his rope.
I think you meant the Clinton administration.
Or boxed Cheetos.
Enough with boxing my Cheetos! There was only one redeeming characteristic about this movie, and that was Jet Girl.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, I know where boy. This is going.
Oh, no.
She was a babe.
Oh, no!
Do you need tea? We can get you tea.
Too bad she was covered in grease for most of the movie. We are We Hate Movies from New York City, everybody. Thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time, Milwaukee. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.